On a last note, before we before the other Adhan takes place, the month of Ramadan is now coming very close. We only have a month, or maybe even less than a month left. This month of the Ramadan has a strong attachment with the Quran, and it is in this month in which the revelation of the Quran was initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us from now start attaching ourselves to the Quran. One objective of this jalsa and this program, which would, the reason why it was initiated by respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, is to attach the public to the Quran. So we should all start our recitation of the Quran. If we already have a ma'amud and a practice, then we should try to increase it now, because the month of Ramadan is coming, and if we start to increase our recitation, inshallah, this will mean that by the time Ramadan begins, we are already in a good habit, and we can then progress and maximize this month of Ramadan and this blessing of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, recitation of the Quran, is the greatest form of dhikr. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he has written that the qira'atul Quran afdalu min at-tasbih wa at-tahreel wa ghayriha min al-adhkar, that the recitation of the Quran, it is better than tasbih, it is better than subhanallah, it is better than reading the first kalima, and it is better than any form of dhikr. So along, we should also do all other forms of dhikr, but we should give even more importance and more time to the recitation of the Quran. And those of us who have left the Quran, who do not have a practice of reciting the Quran, let us start today. When we get home, or even before we get home, make a start, maybe even a bit small baby steps, one page, two pages. Our Shaykh Hafidhullah always encourage, and or to encourage people, he says that even if you read one verse, read two verses, put your Quran away, but do it every day. Do it every day, make it a part of your life. We will see the barakat and blessings of this. This recitation of the Quran will make us spiritually stronger, and in our battle of life against nafs, against shaitan, this will come to our assistance. So it is not only about reading the Quran to gain reward. Yes, we will gain reward, and that should be our intention, but the recitation of the Quran will spiritually make us stronger. It will fortify us, and we need this, especially in the times that we live in. We need to strengthen our iman, we need to fortify our spiritual self. So it is very important that we make the recitation of the Quran a part of our life. As mothers and sisters at home are also requested to make this a practice. Fix a time in the day, be it in the morning, be it after work, be it at night, a time that suits us, in a separate room, somewhere where we are away from other people, and take a Quran, take a mushaf. We should not, if we need to use our phone, that should be, you know, when there is a need, we are on a bus, we are in a public place, we don't have a mushaf or Quran with us, then we can use our phone. But apart from that, we are at home, we are in the masjid. From a fiqhi perspective, it may be permissible, but it is recommended that we read the mushaf, we read the Quran, we will show it more respect, we will show it more reverence, we will hold it with respect, we will not get distracted. So try and make this from today, inshallah, part of our practice. If we are, like I said, already reading, increase. If we are not, then let us attach ourselves from the Quran, with the Quran from today. And as days pass, as we come closer to Ramadan, we can increase this attachment, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah.